When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Show saw platinum energy energizing dreams. This afternoon, Ghana National Fire Service commences investigations while bringing under control a fire that engulfed part of the Job 600 building in Ghana's parliament.
Our aim now is to get the fire confined. After the fire is confined, then we know how to extinguish it so that the fire does not travel to other unaffected rooms.
I'll take you live to Parliament, where MPs and ministers at a committee meeting have been evacuated. Also, peasant farmers criticize the government's plan to ban grain exports, calling it a premature and misguided approach to tackling the nation's looming food security crisis.
I think that the process to do that was not consultative to ensure that farmers don't suffer the adverse effects of the impending ban.
Minority in Parliament demands transparency from the government, warning that funds allocated for the crisis could be diverted into private pockets.
They are going to inject additional 8 billion. We are scared that this is just another avenue to repeat what happened in COVID-19 support from the global community.
We'll take a quick tour of some affected regions in the country. Six teachers and invigilators arrested by the West Africa Examination Council for various exam wall practices across the country in the first week of the WASI examination.
They were able to pick up a number of them. In fact, it's overwhelming. I mean, if you look at the numbers. In terms of teachers, so far we have about six of them who have been picked up for various offences. The candidates are a lot.
And their sports.
We'll bring you up to speed on the ongoing ordinary congress of the Ghana Football Association.
And what would you do if you are waking in the middle of the night by the 77 gods of Cape Coast?
I was asleep one day and I heard a knock at my door. I got up, opened the gate. The question I was being asked by the spirit in there.
The spirit was at your door?
With the fetish, the priest.
You want to stay for details as we prepare for the 60th Ogwa Fetua Fashe celebrations this weekend. That and more here on the Midday News. I am Emefa Apau. This is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. Many thanks for staying on. Let's dig in and start off from Parliament, that fire situation that engulfed part of the Job 600 building in Parliament. The Job 600, we know, serves as offices for members of Parliament as well as a parliamentary service staff. The cause of fire is yet unknown, and we're told that MPs, ministers and staffers who are engaged in parliamentary business have all been evacuated from the entire Job 600 building. I'll take you live shortly and interact with my colleague, Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kweku Asante, who witnessed the situation. But first, let's bring in a member of Public Affairs Department of the Fire Service, Alex Kinnate, joins us on the line with further updates on this situation. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Kinnate. So really, can you tell us what exactly transpired?
So thank you for having me. So as it stands now, we've been able to successfully douse the fire. It took our men a bit of an hour, 1 hour, 15 minutes to totally douse the fire. And luckily, we were able to prevent any casualty as I speak to you right now. So we contained the fire to just the affected room. And as it stands now, I can confidently say that the fire is totally doused.
And what's the extent of damage, you'd say?
The room, it contained one room that house a lot of papers. So the extent of damage is that room within the Job 600 that was badly affected, and we are currently salvaging and overhauling just to make sure that there's no room for reignition.
And salvaging, you say, what would you say we've lost in this particular process?
It will be documents, but once we are done salvaging, that's when we'll be able to give the right information as pertaining to the extent of or the kind of things that got damaged in the fire.
And we're hearing that you're commencing an investigation. What exactly are you looking for in this investigation?
One, we'll be looking for what could have started the fire. Obviously, looking at the contents of the room, there were a lot of combustible materials in there, the document, which was probably the reason why the fire got out of hand. So we'll look at what might have started the fire, and then we'll be able to make our recommendations going forward.
But from what you see so far, we are not able to tell or hazard a guess as to what exactly may have been the cause.
The call has been put on hold.
I wouldn't want to preempt.
Your
I don't want to preempt because you realize that it's a room full of books. So obviously you're done with overhauling. Overhauling has to do with or salvaging has to do with being able to unravel everything and then itself in our investigation. And also, as I said, to prevent any room for reignition.
Okay, we are grateful. That's Alex Kinnati, there's a member of the Public Affairs Department of the Ghana National Fire Service, on the situation that occurred at the Job 600. We are told part of the Job 600 building, which serves as offices for MPs and then as well as parliamentary service staff, was engulfed this morning in fire. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwaku Asante is also on standby for us from the scene. So Kwaku, we are told about this particular part of the Job 600. At least paint a picture for us about which part exactly was engulfed in this fire.
Well, MFA, so for those who are very familiar with the Job 600 in Parliament, it's a 12th floor building at the heart of the precincts of Parliament. And in fact, if you enter the first and second floor, between those two floors is what is called the mezzanine floor. It is used as offices sometimes. It also stores a bunch of the documents and archives in Parliament. That is the understanding we are getting, that that is the part that had a lot of combustible materials that day caught fire, and the fire service is now trying to get the things under control. The chief fire just confirming that things have been put under control, and they're just trying to ensure that the situation does not recur. It was about 9:30, almost 10 o'clock. The government assurance committee was sitting. Okujita Blacker was chairing that committee. Kojo Ponkuma, the minister for Works and Housing, was expected to appear. And in fact, he was in the building when the news came in with officials rushing there, forcing members of parliament and staff to go out, because the building had caught fire. And they did manage to move everyone outside to safety to try and evacuate everyone from the building. In fact, as of now, no confirmation has been given in terms of what is the specificity of the damage that have been caused. Media men have not been allowed to that particular area. All that part has been cordoned off. Three fire tenders, in fact, have to take care of this fire, telling you the big nature of the situation, for which reason three fire tenders have to come in to deal with the situation. One just left. In fact, they brought another tender full of water to try and support the situation here. We have been speaking with the Greater Accra Regional Commander of the Ghana Fire Service, who has been giving certain overview as to what exactly they will be looking right now that they've been able to put the fire under control.
What we are seeing now is fire that has affected one of the rooms. It is like a storeroom because we have some storage items there. So our aim now is to get the fire confined. After the fire is confined, then we know how to extinguish it so that the fire does not travel to other unaffected rooms. If we would know what actually caused the fire, then it will be after our firefighting. But at the moment, the situation is very calm. It's very controlled now.
So is the safe place safe for staff to work?
No, it is not safe now because we have to extinguish the fire totally. So after extinguishing of the fire, that is when we can come out with all other things. Initially, we saw a flame, so we assumed that was the start of fire. It's been tackled. The place is very smoky now. So it is difficult for us to come out with anything.
Well, Kwaku, that was earlier. That's the Greater Accra Regional Commander of the Ghana National Fire Service. You mentioned that the fire started around 9:30 a.m. We're told now that it's been brought under control. Does it mean that work can go back as usual?
Not at all. In fact, members of parliament as well as staffers are not yet allowed into the Job 600 building because that place is still cordoned off. The fire service tender is still on the scene, trying to ensure that everything is clear. In fact, before the fire service gave us an update, there was speculation that this might have been caused by an electric fault of a sort. And so we understand that ECG officials are also coming in to try and address the situation, to try and see that there are no wires that are exposed, there are no naked fires that can be ignited in the next few hours. And then if they do give the clearance, members of parliament and their staffers can just go in and then probably get their documents and their bags and other personal belongings and then leave. We do not expect that as of today there will be any serious business to be done within the precincts of parliament. In fact, that assurance committee meeting that was ongoing has been put on hold. The Western Housing Minister has just left. The Interior Minister who was also around has also left. We understand they are trying to ensure that everything is really up to the shield that it was in prior to this fire before normal work will resume in parliament.
Okay, but from your estimation, though, how long did it take for the fire service to bring the situation under control?
Well, just about 15 minutes after we got wind that the fire was blazing in that particular part of the building, the two fire attendants came in. It did take them up to an hour before we were getting an indication that they have brought the fire under considerable control. Even at that point, more fire attendants had to come in, and just about 30 minutes ago, the chief fire officer finally confirming to us that the fire has been doused. If you do the calculation, that brings you to about 2 hours totaling before the fire service was able to get things under control.
That's Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kweku Asante there. We have live pictures on the Joy News channel, also on Joy News. That's myjoyonline.com, and of course on our social media platforms as well. Now let's focus on agriculture. And effective today, there's a total ban on the exportation of grains in Ghana, and security agencies have been deployed to the country's border town to enforce the ban. This is in response to the ongoing dry spell that has devastated agricultural production in up to 8 regions. According to the Minister for Food and Agriculture, Brian Echampong, this measure will ensure food security within the country.
So earlier on, I talked about those at risk being 928,523. The 435,872 are those that have been confirmed as affected as of 20th August, and the audit is still ongoing. With the projected shortfall in grain supply, government will tap into the ECOWAS grain reserve and partner with the private sector to bridge the gap. Government will also bring in 300,000 metric tons of maize and 150,000 metric tons of rice to provide food support to vulnerable farmers who have lost their crop and also for the market. Additionally, we will bring in a total volume of 26,000 metric tons of poultry feed to directly support the poultry industry, as maize, their main raw material, has been severely affected.
Well, we've been hearing from the Defence Minister, Dominic Netiwo, who is also confident the deployment of the military and police will help strictly enforce the ban.
The security agencies are immediately activating their network to ensure that the ban on cereals, which has been listed, are regularly enforced, so that nobody will take even a single grain out. We have the approved routes and the unapproved routes. About 80% to 90% of all exports pass through the approved routes. And so I just want to assure you that already we have a lot of security personnel. From today, we'll ensure that no truck loads of grains will leave Ghana across to anywhere.
And that's the Defence Minister Dominic Netiwo there with that assurance. In all, about 871,000 hectares of farmlands in these 8 regions are affected by the dry spell, resulting in an estimated revenue loss of 22 billion cedis, representing 10% of the agricultural GDP. Here is a farmer in the Bono East region on the impact.
On the 26th of last month, I came and saw this, my farm. Please, I nearly fainted. So then I've been sick. Even I traveled to Accra that day. When I went to Accra, the next day, I was sent to hospital. Now I have a very big stress because I don't know how I am going to recoup that 200,000 or 200,000 plus, and how to reinvest. Because if I'm unable to clear this and then save the land, suppress the weeds, it means that this weeds will become something that we cannot control, the fire from entering. So I'll lose everything. The least we talk about it, the better for us. Now, anybody who sees this farm, this vast land, over 100, you know, acres. So definitely that would have gone to Techiman Market. It's not going.
Well, that's a farmer there interacting with us about the impact that this dry spell has had on his business. Also, government has announced 1,000 cedi per hectare, measure or support for these farmers or affected farmers by the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana. Want transparency. They also say the ban will not help address the problem. Here's Executive Director Bismarck Tete.
I think that the approach is a bit premature in our opinion. I think that the process to do that was not consultative to ensure that farmers don't suffer the adverse effects of the impending ban. You know, this is not the first time government has tried to announce the ban on cereals, especially maize and soya. And you realize that anytime these bans are announced, the effect is that farmers suffer low prices. Because what this ban does is that it limits the number of buyers who are available to buy produce from farmers. And what it does is that farmers are now being compelled to sell at low prices, which do not make up for their cost of production.
Well, we've been hearing from the deputy ranking member on the food and...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Agriculture Committee Godfred Seydou Jasso, he wants government to be transparent in the implementation of the policy.
We are given and provided an implementation and a disbursement plan that we are convinced that money disbursement is supposed to tackle the food insecurity situation that we are facing now. But when you start with saying that you are banning food exportation, you see, we don't even have exportation of the grains as we speak now. We are not exporting maize. We are not exporting rice. We are not exporting soya. So what are you banning? What is the implication of these policy measures, or if you like, this soldier man kind of measure on our food security situation? We are importing tomatoes from neighboring countries. We are importing onions from them. Now, then the same drought has been occasioned in those countries as well. Just imagine a situation where they decide to also write and ban the importation of the exportation of these to our country. Do you know where it will be? When we have evidence that you've already injected 3.2 billion, and this is where it has brought us, you are going to inject additional 8 billion. We are scared that this is just another avenue to repeat what happened in COVID-19 support from the global community.
That's the deputy ranking member on the Food and Agriculture Committee, Godfred Seydou Jasso. Let's take a quick look at the situation on the ground. Let's start off from the Upper West region. Rafiq Salam joins us with the situation. Let's talk about how farmers are receiving this particular intervention by government.
The reaction from farmers in the Upper West region is mixed. Some are commending government for that decision. Others are also thinking that it's a lip service. It's much ado about nothing, because considering a hectare of land, the cost of even farming a hectare of land, the least you expect is about 4,000 Ghana cedis. And so 1,000 Ghana cedis for a hectare for them is peanuts.
That's Rafiq Salam there. Let's check on Martina Bugri in the northern region. Martina, I understand you saw some rains last night. What's the situation there?
Well, the rains have started coming in, and some farmers want to give it a try again. They want to plant and see what will come out of it. But on what government has just rolled out to implement, they believe that it's a good plan, but the implementation they doubt, because they said they're planting for food and jobs.
apologies there. We just lost my colleague Martina Bugri on the line. Let's focus on education now. And the West Africa Examination Council, WAEC, has revealed that a total of 6 teachers and invigilators have been arrested for engaging in various exam or practice activities across the country in the first week of the ongoing WASI. Well, head of public affairs at WAEC, John Kapi, says the 6 arrested were seen writing answers for candidates and other infractions.
Well, so far we have picked up in some of the areas where we found out or were told that they wanted to collect money and then assist the candidates. We realized that there have been a lot of, we sent our monitors around that there were actually widespread examination malpractices. They were able to pick up a number of them. In fact, it's overwhelming. I mean, if you look at the numbers, and basically, it's about them having foreign material on them. And then in some case, there's a report about them writing on the board for the candidates to copy. You know, so we've picked up all of that. And then all those involved will certainly be punished according to the rules governing the examination.
In the Ashanti region, 2 candidates failed to participate in the WASI at Sewa Nyako Senior High School. Assistant headmaster of the school, Reverend Richard Benson, says attempts by the school to reach the candidate have not been successful. There's more in this report.
792 candidates registered for this year's WASI at Sewa Nyako Senior High School. Assistant Headmaster Reverend Richard Benson says no examination malpractice has been recorded yet.
Malpractice for now, they are recording malpractice.
We haven't recorded any malpractice yet, but we realize the students are moving out frequently during the papers, so we had to restrict them.
But 2 candidates have been absent for no reason.
792, no. 3 are absent. So we have 789. 3, no. Bako, etukwanko, amanani. Nah. The other 2, no.
1 has traveled and the other 2, we do not know why.
Until after this exam, no.
Joseph Obeyes reports for Joy News.
And we'll take a quick break here on the Midday News, live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra, and Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM. It's 2 days. We are getting ready for the Joy News National Dialogue on Defending Media Freedom. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. We'll return from the break with sports and what would you do if you are awakened in the middle of the night by the 77 gods of Cape Coast.
I was asleep one day and I heard a knock at my door. I got up, opened the gate. The question I was being asked by the spirit in there.
The spirit was at your door?
With the fetish, the priest.
And we're getting ready for this year's Ogwa Fetu Afashe. Do stay with us.
The luckiest.
Star 712#.
Luck is everywhere.
Here's to the friends who dialed *712# and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is everywhere.
Dial *712# now. Join in the luckiest winning celebration every 1st July 2024. Over dial *712# now. I can swear to take it through as a group, individual, and also even as a community. Now, win is a cashier, prizes are cashier in the community draw, or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with *712# now. Join in the winning streak now.
The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere. For everyone, yeah. The luckiest.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Nutrisol, clean fuel in full quantity.
Get way more chances to play with Betway. Every week, you have the choice to pick your prize from payout boosts to cash back. All so you can make the perfect sports bet. Plus, you also stand a chance to choose your own prize from vouchers to electronics and the grand prize of an airline ticket. All this exclusive to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. No under 18. Bet responsibly. Betway. Get way more.
Thanks for staying with us. Let's do sports now.
Thank you very much, MFA. So the Ghana Football Association is currently holding its 30th Ordinary Congress at the Ghanaman Soccer Center of Excellence in Pram Pram. One of the major topics of discussion is finding solutions to the low attendance at various match venues. Here's GFA boss Ketu Kreku.
We have themed today's Congress, winning the 12th man, fixing the fundamentals, and consolidating our gains. This is in recognition of our responsibility to make our game attractive for the fans of football, without whose patronage our game is meaningless. For it is these very fans who throne our match venues and consume the products and services we offer. We certainly owe it to our beautiful game to continue our efforts to make the game attractive to our fans and all stakeholders. Hence the theme for this year's Congress.
Yeah, MFA, so quickly before I go, striker Eddie Nketiah has joined Crystal Palace from Arsenal for £25 million. Meanwhile, Manchester United, your darling club, they've also agreed a €50 million fee with PSG for midfielder Manuel Ugarte. Yes.
Thank you very much, Mubarak. Now, the NDC minority in Parliament says it is still opposed to any plan to turn the Ghana card into a voter ID or make it the sole identity document to register to vote. The Electoral Commission had tried and failed on several occasions to pass a new CI to this effect. Appearing before the Assurances Committee of Parliament, Executive Secretary of the NIA, Professor Kenneth Atefua, suggested it was time to make that plan a reality because they had registered enough Ghanaians.
Until every single Ghanaian who is entitled to register has been registered, or who has registered has been issued with the Ghana card, then the Ghana card cannot be used for other purposes, such as elections or school enrollment or whatever it is. I think we ought to be able to respect a certain quantum as significant enough.
Well, by the chairman of the Assurances Committee, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa, insists his party will never allow that until every single eligible voter has been enrolled.
Voting is a constitutional right. Every Ghanaian has a right to vote. So if there's any impediment, that's the view we take. If there's any impediment, once the person doesn't have the base document, if we want to use the national ID card, let's make sure all of them have it.
Now, what would you do if you are awakened in the middle of the night by the 77 gods of Cape Coast? Did you say, huh? Well, this was the predicament recounted by the paramount chief of the Ogra traditional area as he calls for Ghanaians to reconnect with traditional beliefs, speaking exclusively to Super Morning Show host Kojo Yangsing in the run-up to the 60th Ogra Fetua Fascist celebrations in September. Osaberi Makwesiata II highlighted the natural connection which he says has always existed between Ghanaians and our ancestors, stating that they are all around us.
I mean, once you have sworn in as the chief, all of them know you. I'll tell you a story. Just across the road, here, the shrine of one of the Mafo company, Asafo, it's just located here. I was asleep one day, around 11 p.m., 12 thereabouts, and I heard a knock at my door. I got up, opened the gate. The question I was being asked by the spirit in there.
The spirit was at your door?
With the fetish, the priest. To come and ask me, if it rains, am I safe? Or does the rain fall on me when I'm in? I said no. Why have I left him to be where he is, with the rain beating him?
What did you do?
I had to apologize. And the following day, I had to call the supi for us to go and put something, a covering on where he is.
That's Osaberi Makwesiata, the second there. Now the interaction with my colleague, Kojo Yangson. We are getting ready for the Ogwa Fitua Fasha celebrations. It's the 60th. It's starting from this weekend. All roads lead.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.